episode 120, What Do You Like About You?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. Can you believe it's already the weekend? It's here. I hope you had a chance to kind of see me on my crazy video that I had. Yes, I was running those mileages and getting them under my feet, both running and walking. As you know, I have been working up to that. It's been a while for me, and so being able to get out every single day, and I thought, how awesome would it be for me just to lay in this field of dandelions? Okay, I didn't lay in there that long, but if you haven't seen it, go back and check out episode 119. It's fun. You get to see me in my greasy, normal self. Nothing fancy, but I'm out in nature just chatting with you. And I think sometimes that's what's fun. You get to see really what I'm doing every single day, that I'm normal. I'm just like you. Yeah, believe it or not, I am. I'm a female. I'm a mom. For those of you who aren't a mom, don't rush it. But when you're ready, I'm here for you, okay? And maybe some of you have already moved on to grandmotherhood. Now, I am not rushing that part of it. I cannot wait to be called grandma, but I can wait. So it's kind of one of those, you know, double-edged swords there. I want it, but I don't want it yet. You know, I want the kids to be ready, and I want them to really find the true love of their life, which I have done, and I have been so privileged to be able to be on this journey, and now being able to share it with you all. Yes, I love it even more. So are you ready for just our little short time, our time, your time? It's your time, you know, it is. I'm chatting with you, so let's get it on, okay? All right, those of you who are joining us for maybe the fourth or fifth time, or you're not real sure, you stumbled upon us, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're joining the revolution of just creating your now, finding out who you are, and maybe like where you're supposed to be going, okay? It is a crazy world out there, but you know what? Each of us have an actual divine appointment as to what we're supposed to be doing with our life. I truly believe that you were created for a reason. You have a purpose. And so isn't it awesome just to have that daily joy of knowing that this is what I'm supposed to do? Well, we've been talking about that a lot lately, haven't we? Yes, we have. We've been talking about what weed has you. And then we kind of moved through a few areas, and we even talked about hope amongst the chaos, right? Where life can just kind of get you down and can hold you, but would you rather hurt or would you rather have hope? And I hope that you want to be on the other side that I talk about all the time. Have you noticed that? When I close it, I say, I can't wait to see you on the other side. That's that childlike joy. That's living life to its fullest. That's, yeah, you may not like always what, how and what life dishes out to you, but you have a reason. You have a purpose. And so when hurt does come along, the hope outweighs it. It's so much brighter. The love is there. The grace is there. Okay? That's what makes everything worthwhile. And you can always go out with a smile on your face. And I'm telling you, those wrinkles, those smile wrinkles are the best wrinkles to have. You've seen them on me, okay? No makeup and everything, right? I mean, come on, we're real here, right? Real life, real living, real results. That's what we're here for, okay? All right. Big deep breath. I got to breathe. Do you got to breathe? Yeah. Well, guess what? We've talked a lot about kind of the yucky stuff, okay? We're going to get back to it, but I wanted to do a little bit of a switcheroo on you today, and I wanted to switch over to what do you like about you? Now, I said the word like, not love, okay? When you look at the two different words, like and love, when we love, it's sometimes because we have to be accepting of them. However, that doesn't mean that we always like the actions that are being taken, okay? So this is kind of a tough one, but not really. But I want you to look at it from your aspect. You see, what happens is we get ourselves kind of stuck in a rut, or we're in a groove that maybe we like or we don't like, either direction that you look at it, okay? And when you're looking at that, what do you really like about yourself? Not that what you're accepting, that loving part of it, but what do you really like about who you are, okay? What you do, where you're going, how you feel, the actions that you take, okay? What do you like about you? Because it's so easy. Remember, that negative part is easy to grasp onto. And yeah, we need to deal with that. We need to deal with the weeds that we're discovering. But at the same time, we also need to be able to fill our joy jar, okay? We need to have some positives, and we need to see it from that perspective, okay? Now, and remember, this is not about being perfect, okay? I'm not telling you to say, oh, I like this because I'm just the best at this, okay? No, we're not saying that at all. No, no, no. Don't misunderstand me. You're not saying you're perfect in this. Get the perfection out of your vocabulary. You're looking at what you like about you, okay? And I want you to be honest with yourself. So when you look at your life, you look at who you are, where you are going, where you have been, where you have come from, okay? I want you to look at all of that, that whole area, okay? I want you to look at your life. I do. And I want you to look at what it is that really just kind of, makes you go, oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I really do like that about who I am. Okay. So let's give some examples, right? You got to have some examples, right? To kind of propel you forward. Okay. So like, guess what? One thing I really like about me is cooking. Okay. I think I'm a decent cook. I really do. I think I come up with some very simple recipes, but they're very palatable. They taste really good. Okay. And picky eaters love them. Also, along with those who kind of have exquisite taste, you know, the ones that are the fancy eaters, okay? So it's nice to be able to fulfill both aspects of it. That is something that I do believe I really like about me. So maybe it's cooking for you. Maybe it's the way you talk to your children. Yeah, maybe there's just some connection that you have. And you're very patient, you're very calm, you're very soothing to them, no matter what the situation is. Okay, not that you don't have a few hiccups here and there. But as a whole, that's something that you really like about who you are. Maybe you think you really are kind of cute. Guess what? That's okay. In fact, that's fantabulous that you like that about you. Okay. If you think, yeah, I kind of look good for my age. I'm looking good for 36. I'm looking good for 52. Oh man. And I'm getting it on for 64 and a half, right? Wherever you are, if you are even at like, okay, you know, Christiane, I'm a little bit younger. So I'm like here at 26 and a half. I'm going to hit the big 27. You know, funny, I got to tell you the sidebar note. I've stopped counting after age 27. Everybody's like, how old are you? You know, I actually have to stop and think of the year I was born and think about the year and go, oh yeah, that's how old I am. Because you see, I kind of got myself lost on 27. It's not that I've stuck. I mean, I know I'm growing older. Don't get me wrong. But the thing is 27 was just something, I don't know. I enjoyed life. Okay. Maybe that's something that you look at. You look at maybe where you are and you're like, you know what? It's not that I'm really struggling, but I really like where I'm at. I like where I'm at in my job and building my career. You see, because at that age you're beginning to build who you are. You're being groomed for something bigger and better maybe. And you're seeing a dream that you had finally begin to come true. It's happening. It's like, woohoo, I'm doing this. I'm not thinking about it. I'm actually doing it. Yeah, that's something to celebrate. What do you like about you? Okay. I really want, because this is going to air on the weekend. Okay. And so I want to keep it really positive. I want to lift you up, build you up. So I want you to think positive thoughts today. And I want you to ask yourself the question, what do you like about you? Okay. And what this is doing, this is fueling your own fire. Yes, it is. You know how we can add negative and it can explode? Well, I want you to add positive and I want you to make it explode. Okay. So your kiss, it's a short one though, is fuel your fire. And I want you to do that by obviously answering the question, what do you like about you? Remember, it's like you're not going for perfection. None of us are perfectionists, right? Right. Okay. We're not perfection. We won't get that until we're long gone off this earth. So enjoy what you really like about you. And if you really don't know what you like about you, then maybe it would be a good thing to ask some people around you who you really trust. That will help stimulate your thoughts, okay? Once when you get those thoughts stimulated, I want you to write it down in your journal. If you're like, ah, Christiane, I'm not writing in a journal. That's okay. Don't panic, okay? Maybe you have your joy jar. I want you to put it in your joy jar. Yes. You see, these are things to celebrate. What do you like about you? These are the positive things. These are the things that make you smile. It may even be, what do you like about you as in your passion? Maybe you are a service-oriented person and you love that about who you are. That's nothing to be ashamed of. That's something to embrace. And that's what we're looking at here, is looking at where you are and embracing what you like about you, okay? Because remember, we only control one person, right? Yep, you know it. It's you. You only control you. And so once when you begin to actually understand and say, okay, I get this, because we're trying to control everybody else. Come on, we are. And if you're not being honest with yourself. We think we have full control over our children, which I'm telling you, you don't, okay? They may let you think that you have control, but ultimately, they're still making the choice. You have the choice too. What do you like about you? I want you to dig deep, and I want you to think about it. Chew on it, okay? Let it roll around in your mind. You may actually have dreams about it. That's fabulous, okay? I want you to write it down. Okay, I seriously do. And if you're into your post-its, I want you to write these positives out. You don't have to be specific. So if somebody else sees them, you know, some people put them in their workplace and in their office. If it's an open cubicle, a lot of places now have open cubicles. Put it in the code that you understand, that if somebody reads it, it's not going to be like, oh, whoa, are you just wrapped up in who you are, aren't you? No, not like that. But you do want to build yourself up, okay? It's important, because as you go through this, as you begin to de-weed who you are, okay, we're taking out this thing that you have to work with, this weed or a few weeds that you're dealing with. You got to have some positives to fall back on. So this is your bank account, okay? You're building your bank account. You're fueling your fire, all right? What do you like about you? It's going to be an awesome ride. You're going to discover some things that you're like, wow, I hadn't thought about that. You know, maybe this is awesome. Maybe you were a band geek, okay? And maybe you just have a love for music, but for some reason you've like put that way away. And it's, I mean, it's buried deep, but you're like, yeah, I was just, it was something about music. Well, maybe that's something that you need to bring up to the forefront a little bit. Okay. You are awesome. You are amazing. And you're going to get this. You're going to grow. You're going to have this inner glow that people are going to start saying, what is it about you? There's something different. And it's a good different, but there's just something. What are you doing that's different? How are you thinking? Where are you going? People aren't going to quite get it, okay? And not that it means it just has to be all about your weight, but I'm telling you, that confidence that you begin to carry, you begin to stand taller, and you get to go out and you face sometimes the ones who are throwing the negative rocks at you, and you can look them in the eye and smile and say, you know what, that's okay, because I know and I can believe this about me. I know this is what I like about me. So what do you like about you? Go out and figure it out. Go and what? Fuel your fire. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.